Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Okay, guys, have you got your passports?
I've got my passport.
I have to do that.
What?
Just kidding.
You should make sure. Okay, good.
Okay, we got passports.
Have you watered your plants?
I put all my plants in a tank, and then I put water in the tank, and the plants just drink what they want.
It's the aquarium, Cleo way. Do we have our comfy plane clothes?
3,000%. I just gotta find everything.
Nice.
Soon. Right now.
We're going in like 3-4 days.
Yeah, I'm underwater.
You're in the aquarium with your plants.
I'm struggling to stay alive.
Right, well, I will see you guys in London very soon because we're going to motherfucking Comic-Con.
We're going to London.
London calling.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to a special episode.
Yes.
Of the Backwater Bastards. We don't actually have an episode for you because we are, as you listen, if you're listening to this kind of promptly, like,
yeah,
we're on our way to London MCM Comic Con.
Yes, we are. This is like many months in the making.
This has been big.
We've been secretly working on this. Maybe not secretly at all.
Secretly working on this. If you ever needed any proof that we record an episode, Dan edits it, and we put it up, I guess this is the proof
this is it.
We ain't got no backlog.
There's no backlog here, okay? We're riding by the skin of our pants, or however that saying goes.
Wow, yes. That's exactly what's happening.
It is. Okay, seat of our pants.
The seat of our pants, the skin of your teeth. There we go.
Yeah.
That is what's happening. And yeah. We're coming to London.
Oh, yes. I cannot wait. I've been so excited for this.
And we're going to be there the whole time. We got a table.
Oh, we do. We've got a table.
We're permanent.
With busted yellow colored shit everywhere, like that says who we are. Like, oh, we got a presence. But not only that, we're going to be involved in a bunch of on stage type events.
Tell them what you're doing.
So, on the Friday.
Yeah, on Friday, there's one. We've got a DMs panel on Friday. That is not something that you want to miss. If you were figuring out, even now we're planning this. This is not done.
Tay is going to be hosting that, though. I'm going to be on the panel as one of your DM, GM master types.
And stay tuned because there might be either streamed or after the fact recorded video finding out where that's going to live. Not sure yet.
What a treat.
But it's going to be great. A behind the screens look. Game Master's Roundtable.
You're beginning to work on your script.
Has been done for a while. But there's going to be a bunch of people on there. It's Dick, but it's also Fiona and Nate from Dice and Desire. And Fiona does...
holy heck.
Oh my God. Fiona does Where, and she does DM's Book Club with Hamilton, who was going to be on it, but Hamilton is transiting that day. And we're also going to have Travis from Dark Dice / like 1,000 other things, White Ball, for those of you that like audio drama. And that's going to be huge. And that's not it. That's like one of We're doing a bunch of stuff.
That one's going to be huge. I'm so looking forward to watching that.
Yeah,
and
if you're coming, it's on the live stage at 12 p.m. So be there or be a mimic. And then on Saturday, we've got another thing. On Saturday.
What's on Saturday?
What is on Saturday? Saturday at 5:30. And by the way, this is all London time.
London
so
time.
Adjust your clocks. Adjust your pocket watches.
I mean, surely if you've traveled over a different time zone to come to London to go to Comic-Con, your phone just automatically changes, right?
I would imagine.
Well,
but
it's also, as Tay points
some
out,
people
stopwatches
are
required in London. So it's
you have to actually have a pocket watch to enter the country.
You do.
The country of London.
Oh, jolly good show.
Oh, yes. Oh, look. Just in time to go
and
get
that
a warm
Saturday,
pizza.
We're still not done. I'm playing D&D with Final Boss on the creator stage at 5:30 to 7:00. So we've got an hour and a half to escape.
Hell.
A lot of orcs. And by escape, I mean, you know, probably die there.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing that. Holy heck, Tay. You are going to I'm sure you're gonna steal the show. I'm gonna predict it now. I think, Tay, you're gonna steal the show. It's gonna be amazing.
I don't know. There's a lot of really cool people happening.
Yeah, but you're
that.
Really cool. So I'm really excited.
And then you mentioned our buddy Hamilton from Dragon's Jewel.
I did mention Hamilton.
In transit and can't be on the DM panel, but he is going to be on stage with us on the Sunday.
Oh, I'm nervous for this.
Yeah, on Sunday from 1:50 to 2:50 on the center stage, which
that's
is like
a big one. That's
honestly
that's a big stage.
It gave
it
me a little bit of a panic attack when I saw
it. Stage
it's
there,
huge.
I think. Yeah. I don't know. I think it is, but yeah, we're doing a Dragon's Duel live with Hamilton. So it's Hamilton versus Backwater Bastards, essentially.
Oh, my days.
And we need the help of the audience for that one.
Yes, please.
That's an interactive Dragon's Duel. So it's literally, it's on your plate. Like, whoever you are, whoever's listening, like, you kind of need to show up because we're going to need you if we're going to beat Hamilton. So
I'm looking for, if you don't know Dragon's Duel,
link in the show notes.
Twitch show. It is a tabletop RPG. In fact, a Dungeons & Dragons themed
game show.
Heck.
And what are we going to win? A boat, probably.
We win. I think we just win a character.
I'm looking forward to just surviving being. Honestly, listeners, I saw the pictures from the stage. Like we were told we were going to be in the early chats. And also, first of all, before we get onto that, huge shout outs to Taylor. Taylor has organized all of this. Dickie and I have been doing what we've been told, but Tay has been organizing the heck out of this. So I know you're all sitting somewhere else, but a round of applause for Tay, because holy heck, it's been this crazy thing for a few months.
I'm going to add in some sound effects. Oh my God, it's an entire stadium clapping.
I had a slightly bigger applause than Alex.
I had a pencil in my hand right as you said that, so my applause was pretty
good. The world applauds. And I have to say, huge shout outs and thanks to Tay, because this is all possible because of Taylor's admin logistics skills over the last few months.
So if you ever want to take your show on the road to a con, let me just tell you, it's extremely expensive, it takes forever, and you're gonna have to make a lot of spreadsheets.
But you did it
so
great.
Just get ready for all the fun.
Yeah.
Get ready.
But it's gonna be so
and we're
huge.
Giving away a bunch of stuff too. Like we're gonna be at this table pretty much the whole time because the table's there the whole time, so like we better be there the whole time.
And it's awesome because we're gonna be at this table, which it's going to be branded Bastard Yellow with some banners.
Yeah.
We've got QR codes to scan for goodies.
We've got some stuff.
We've got stuff to give away. But also, we're going to be there with our friends. We're going to be with Travis from Dark Dice.
Yes,
and Fallen Scholar.
Travis.
And also Hamilton from Dragon's Jewel. And we're all going to be sitting together, shilling our wares. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be like the tabletop podcast corner.
Yes.
Indeed.
Well, that was the thing. When we were months ago, when we were starting this chat, Tay came back to us and was like, oh, they're thinking of putting us on this stage to do some stuff. We need to think of some ideas. And we submitted some ideas. They've chosen them. And then they've only come back and given us the biggest stage. Just honestly,
well,
so scary.
Well, it is the second biggest stage because
the biggest stage for plebs like us.
The biggest stage goes to Andy Serkis.
Okay,
so.
Well, I honestly, I saw it and I just rushed to Johnny and I was like, look at this? It's got a waiting area to get into the stage area.
It is a much larger space than I ever imagined us being in.
I know.
And it's
so hopefully we back it out enough to not be embarrassed.
Look, I mean, I'm going to be embarrassed either way because
you're safe then.
I'm used to being behind a microphone in my house, so it's going to be very scary.
That's the thing,
and yeah,
it's going to be very scary.
Yeah,
it's going to be super
that's
scary.
That's how we celebrate Halloween.
It's going to be
a ton of fun
as well. Though.
It's going to be fun absolute... and terrifying. I'm going to have to like roll real dice.
Yeah.
Up on a stage, and if they fall onto the floor like real dice do to me, I won't be able to get them again because they're going to roll really far away into the floor in a place where I can't go.
Oh, it's going to be...
Why don't you get like put your dice on little strings that you can like flip them back like Spider-Man?
That's a great idea. I'll just make sure that the string attaches to the place where there's ones, and that way...
So then it always goes on the other side.
Mm, yeah.
Smart.
That's what I'll be doing.
I'm just excited,
the journey to get there is going to be wild. Holy because heck. I am going to be carrying...
Yeah, tell everyone about these dice, Tay. That's like, it's crazy.
I'm going to be carrying like almost 4,000 dice in my suitcase.
I don't know what that looks like, but I feel like it's heavy.
There will be a picture. It's possible that I've grossly underestimated how to do this, and I haven't really been focusing my mental energy on what I'm going to do about this. I will probably split them up between a few bags.
Yeah. People,
but
this
the
is...
thing
is Willem can carry some of them.
People, yeah. This is what you need when you're in a team and you're doing a team
like a
project. You need
so.
A Tay who's like, I know what would be fun. We could give away yellow dice at our table. Shows up with 4,000 yellow dice. It's amazing.
And that's not it. Like, there's the dice. There's these, like, fancy little bags that I also have
like
to
holographic.
Figure out how much those weigh. And then there's the stickers, which are on
10,
already in the UK,
stickers.
Right?
Yeah, the stickers are right next to me here. I've got the stickers. The stickers isn't too bad. It's heavy, but it's just one, like, little kind of box.
Yeah.
But that was so fun. Ordering the stickers. We saw like, okay, we can order this many for this price. And then they were like, but you could double it for like a little bit more. And then it was like, oh, well, 5,000
stickers
or 10,000 stickers? 10,000 stickers, please.
10,000 stickers. 10,000 stickers.
Yeah.
And there's like so much stuff. There's so much stuff. Oh my God. And there's like, we made these like little cards and they have a QR code on them so that you can go to a secret webpage and get free stuff. And Dan made maps and he accidentally printed them too big. So they're literally playable. They were supposed to be tiny and it's way cooler.
Little flyers. They were little flyers. Now they're actually just usable tabletop maps.
And it's a map. It's a map. Dan made a whole spaceship map and they are free and everything's free. We're literally giving everything away for free. And we made a cardboard cutout and it hasn't gotten here yet. And I'm real worried about it, but they said...
that's the last arrival and it's kind of the coolest thing.
A cardboard cutout that you can stick your face in so that you can be Cleo and Z and Boris.
Yes, it's so good. Shout outs to Bodhi. We have been using Bodhi's art for all of this. Link in the show notes if you have not seen Bodhi's art. It is there. And also... you know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, I want to see all that cool stuff, there'll be a link in the show notes as well so that you can get the same things.
We're going to be videoing picturing the crap out
of
this.
We need some good photos of us in the head hole thing.
3,000%. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm getting a haircut.
I'm getting a haircut.
For the occasion.
I'm going outside. I'm going to get my
I don't know what kind of haircut I'm going to get, though.
Get some bangs. Get your bangs all... Bang?
Well, I've already got
all bangs.
Bangs
up. You've got the bangs. You could extra bang. Bangify your bangs.
Extra bangs.
More bang for your buck.
I was just like,
I heard
I
you
better
like
get
bangs,
a haircut.
So I went and put bangs in your bangs so that you could bang while you bang.
I was just like, things are feeling stressful. I better get a haircut right before a big
better
event.
Better shave my head.
That's probably going to be a great idea. I better get a haircut before I go on stage and get zoomed in on. So this will probably be fine. This will all be fine.
Just get a good one. Just don't get a bad haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I didn't think of that. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to write that down.
That's why you're the DM. You're so clever.
I even got a t-shirt made and it has M8 on it. And it's...
Oh, that's so
cute. It's got M8 on it.
I can't wait to see it. Well, as you can tell from us, we're a bit scattered because we've been working our butts off, Tay especially, but we are excited to be getting into London Comic Con. And I mean, when we first started talking to them, I think they were like, oh yeah, we do a table, do whatnot. And we were like, we are going to show up. You do not know what you've done, London Comic Con. You have let the bastards in. We will show up.
We're showing up. We're showing up.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, so you might be listening to this like, I don't know, like weeks after the fact. You might have just caught up to this point after meeting us at Comic Con.
Might be years later.
Hello from the past.
Hello from the past. It was lovely to meet you.
I hope Comic Con was good. I hope we made great memories together, you and I. I'm sure we did.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cool. I can't believe we're going to be at a table with dice. And so these dice, we've got these holographic bags, got these dice, we've got these stickers. So our first thing we're going to do as us bastards hanging out together is pack 4,000 bags with stickers and dice. And
I'm sure it won't take long at all.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
I mean, honestly, the thing I'm the most concerned about is I don't really live in London. I live...
Yes,
completely
same.
On the farm, yeah. You know, like if you imagine where Comic-Con's happening and where I am, and there's a lot of stuff at my house right now.
We have shipped a weird amount of stuff to Dick, it keeps coming because like we've shipped, at this point, we've shipped crates of flyers and stickers and the little cards, and the cardboard cutout is going to show up at Dick's house like soon.
Here's the thing, we can ship it all to that site. Yeah, we can put it in when you guys got a hotel room nearer to the expo.
Yeah.
It's going to take up the entirety of that hotel room.
That is not important.
I am showing up at 8 o'clock in the morning. So if we need to do trips on the tube, I'll do it. If we need to
I don't live on a tube line, Dan.
Well,
oh my
if
God.
We need to get,
Dickie,
if we need
Dickie
to get
is
Harry
trained
Potter,
people now.
If we need to get person. Harry Potter to come and help us out, you know, take it across the country, we'll...
We do actually live really close to Harry Potter World, just saying.
Oh,
what is that?
There you go.
Harry Potter World. Warner Brothers Harry Potter World, whatever it's called. I think it's just called Harry Potter World.
Oh, well. I have no interest in Harry Potter.
You've
so
heard
I was,
of Disneyland, right? Well, this is Harry Potter World.
Well, we can skip that.
Skip that, yeah. I like my wizards to be drunk, not children.
Ideally.
I like some Pratchett wizards, not some... anyways, this isn't to dunk on everyone's...
Wingardium Leviosa.
But yeah, oh my days.
Getting the stuff to the hotel room
gonna
is
be fun.
Like, is the first plan because like...
Yeah.
I think that's the last, you know, like strenuous job. And then it's just smooth sailing.
Well, debatable. I'm worried about these events.
Yeah.
No, but the events aren't strenuous. They might be stressful, but like there's no strain, only stress.
Oh.
Well, I mean, so this is our first...
I'm going to have to do a lot of math.
This will be our first time sitting at a table together at a con and kind of actively, I guess, shilling our podcast, being like, hey, you, want some free stuff? Also, listen to our show. But I'm so looking forward to it. It's going to be good. And
snake oil, get your snake oil. Down, 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 down. So no one told you things were gonna be A4.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow... grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
That's the truth.
That's
they probably did tell us that, and we just don't know.
Well,
I think it's a confusing thing to do in the first place, because if it's folded, you assume that's the size of the piece of paper.
Yes, yes. So I ordered it thinking it was A4 folded to A5, but they've gone and done the old, when it's folded, it's A4. But it's going to benefit everyone else because it will be better. It's actually a playable map now.
It is.
And very excited to see people do that. And it's something I want to do more of, used to make isometric maps, and they are really fun, a bit more difficult to play on in a game settings, but doing top-down maps is really fun as well. So this making this map was really, really fun to do, and it's something I want to do more of for our orbital refuse world.
Oh, it is cool. I mean, I've always enjoyed the fact, I mean, no one ever sees it, but when we're in Roll20 playing, whenever we're playing a scene on Rhys on the Grey Dragon, like we've got that pretty little map to move the bastards around.
Yeah, no, it's fun. Definitely want to do more of it. But holy heck, I'm very much looking forward to having a warm pint of bitter with the three of you. And Rachel's going to be there as well.
A warm pint of bitter.
Going to be nice to see Rach again since the holiday.
Rach is coming. I think she's just coming Saturday to Comic Con.
Is Rach doing cosplay?
Ooh.
No. Oh, no. She might. I mean, she might just dress as Jinx again. I'm not sure if she's planned on that or not.
Oh, Rach as Jinx was brilliant.
It was.
And I'm really excited to hang out with some other podcasters. We're going to see. I think Roll the Damn Dice are going to be there as well. We've never met, so that's going to be fun.
Dice
also,
and Desire.
Yeah, that's great. That's right as well. That's cool.
Final boss.
And then, have chatted extensively with Travis from Dark Dice on online, but this will be the first time hanging out in the flesh. So since he's a bit of a horror podcast guy, I'm going to have to keep one eye open when I sleep, I think.
Oh, you think he's going to be spooky?
I think he might climb over me at night and go, "Do you seek him?" And then just pull out some of his shenanigans.
And you're
going to
be like, "Absolutely not."
"Let me sleep in peace, Travis." "Get in your room."
It's gonna be cool because like there's gonna be so many people there that I've spent a lot of time with that I've never actually met in real life. Like I've been recording with Hamilton a ton.
Yes.
I've done like multiple recorded games with Hamilton that you can watch on
links in the show notes.
The Fourth Culture Dragon Studios.
Yeah.
I've done so many things with Hamilton. I've done like Dragon's Duel multiple times and just a Minotaur, and there's the Morkborg game that we did. Theater Macabre is out, and then there's a Bowie Spelljammer game. Oops, all Bowies. That's coming out soon. And Dan and I did Pirate Borg with him.
Yes, which is not out yet, but I'm excited for that.
So many things, and like, is
he's such
it?
A lovely man. Very, very wonderful human being, and he's it's gonna be really
hang
nice.
Out with him.
And
yeah,
Dick
it's gonna be
has
great
even
to hang
DM'd for
flesh.
Hamilton before, and like, what was that, a Christmas special?
Yeah, was it a Christmas special? It was a special.
In my mind, I've called it a Christmas special, and so officially,
I think it was just like a beginning of his multiverse.
Probably,
special.
Yeah, it was not a Christmas special.
It was the beginning of the Hamilton multiverse,
which
I believe.
Is the
which
H-M-U.
In a way is like Christmas.
The hit me up, the Hamilton multiverse. The hit me up. I'll let him know that one. He can pay me royalties later. Tay had a brilliant idea because we are going to be missing out Halloween.
And I'm kind of bummed
idea.
About it.
Yeah.
Because we're literally like working Halloween this year, which is against my religion because I go hard on Halloween. I don't dress up.
None of us get to go to our Halloween parties.
No, I'm missing like three Halloween parties and I'm heartbroken about it, which is like the biggest baby thing to say because it's like, what are you doing instead?
I mean,
going to Comic-Con.
I would have thrown a Halloween party.
And I don't have a costume. Like we're going to Comic-Con, which is one of the biggest like costume cosplay events
my,
of the year.
Tina costume. My Tina from Bob's Burgers. I'm thinking of packing it and just come and dress as Tina for one of the days.
That would be pretty cute.
Might just bring it and like rush to the bathroom, change into Tina for a few hours and then, you know, do it that way.
Yeah. Basically, like, I'm just sad that I'm not going to have a costume this year. And then I was like at a thing, I was at a party last night talking to somebody and they were like, you're going to be in London, go buy one. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. You can buy anything in London.
Shopping episode.
What if we did?
Go to a costume shop and just buy some shit.
We need a GoPro so we can do some vlogging.
What if we did? Oh my God.
But hey, you had an idea for Afterween.
Afterween. Okay, because of this... we need to get Halloween too, even though we did this to ourselves.
So
what if the bastards got invited to some sort of like masquerade party and have to get like costumes?
Well,
sounds
here we
familiar.
Go. It sounds like we should chat about this after the recording sometime. But I'm going to put my my vote into the hat of, you know, or the hat in the bucket, however it goes. Here you go. What you say?
I put my hat in the bucket.
I want to do Afterween.
Who let Dan use idioms today? I don't care what it is.
Why don't you make like a tree and get the fuck out of here?
I don't care what it is at the end of the day. Like, I'm doing it. If it's Halloween, I'm here.
I'm here. So keen for it.
I'm here for some Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't care what we do. As long as it's Halloween as hell.
Exactly.
So even though you're not going to get it on Halloween or slightly before Halloween, like, you're going to get it. And
it'll
so
be,
I hope you're ready.
Yeah, it'll be Afterween and it's going to be good.
It's going to be pretty good.
Halloween. But holy heck, I have been trying to think for the last couple of weeks of what my sales pitch is going to be for people walking by, you know, the old, oh, mate, do you like, come have a free map,
Excuse me, sir, yes. You dropped something.
Oh, what was that? What have I dropped?
This stack of money.
Oh, that's not money, though. That's just a bunch of your business cards.
Oh, this is worth more than money. Take it.
I think I will. Thank you very much. It's the character from the newscast. I don't think we need him. Just pops back in. Oh, it's going to be fun just to hang out with you both, though.
That
in
is
flesh,
gonna be nice.
In the real. Ever since we did that holiday together in Portugal. I know, fancy. It was a nice reminder to be like, you know, sometimes we need to hang out in the flesh. We do all this stuff online. It's nice to see each other real.
It's
true. So this is a great excuse for that. And I hope it goes well because I would like to do this type of thing more.
Mm.
It would be absolutely devastating if this goes tits up. In a
I mean, I don't think it will go tits up. I think at its worst, it will still be awesome. I think, you know, like the only decision we have to make is whether or not we want to put this amount of effort and money in again. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be super cool. And I mean, we learned a lot from this time.
Yeah.
And hopefully we will have made some friends.
Yeah. It's going to be great to see the stats because obviously we would like to see the show grow so that we can get it to as many air holes as possible and then hopefully one day turn it into a job for us, which would be the honest truth, the ideal situation for us.
Yeah.
We would like to be able
we
to
like
be...
We like making this.
We love making it, yes. We'd love to be able to be make this kind of part-time job for us. At the moment, it's a labor of love and dedication, but one day we'd love to be able to do this full-time or part-time for all of you. So... Watch. We're going to be keeping our eye on the stats to see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
And
see how well do conventions work well? Do they work better than online advertising?
Yeah.
Does nothing ever work?
Are we just stuck in perpetual hoping that Matthew Mercer finds us one day and says, you know what? These oddballs are brilliant and wonderful.
I like the cut of their jib.
Yes. Go.
Yes.
Listen to them. That's not all.
It's me, Matthew Mercer.
I am Matthew Mercer, and I endorse this message.
This is how I talk.
That no, definitely...
Sir, that, bastards, that, how would you like to do this?
It's high noon.
That's definitely it. Spot on. That's it.
We love you, Matthew. We just notice me, senpai. But holy heck, so excited.
I mean, every time we do some sort of promotional thing, it works. So, it gonna work.
Yeah. And now on to the more pressing matter.
Mm.
Taylor, was the first item of food you shall ingest and consume once arriving in to London? Because, you know, they say you get the Heathrow injection.
I don't get to go through Heathrow.
Get a little pret-a-manger or something.
No, it's just like when people move to London, they put weight on because it's good food, fatty food, chips, beer, all that stuff. I've already told Jolie, I'm going to go there with the intention of getting... bit of the old Heathrow injection, you know?
I don't know, because I actually get there at 1 a.m., so I guess I have to wait to eat. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Open.
That's true. Oh, my God. It's London.
It's London.
London is open, baby.
Okay,
London,
but ideally, what would you like? What would you like?
Dick, shut up. Yes, it is.
Yeah, Dickie, this is the dream. We've rolled net 20s
on this. If London isn't open at 1 a.m., what is?
New York.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Well,
that's fair.
Iceland's got shops that are open 24 hours, okay? So London better show up.
We do, actually, now. We have a couple 24/7.
London's got about three 24-hour shops.
Well, that's...
Okay, well, you're being a real bummer here.
I'll bet one of them is a McDonald's, though. Ah.
Come on, Greg's, though. Is Greg's on your list?
You know what? No, just kidding.
Okay.
Greg's is on my list.
Yes.
But I have to say
that,
like...
It's a long way to the shop if you want a sausage roll.
Oh, I do want a vegan sausage roll. And Greg's does them.
I have to say, though, there's a place in Scotland called More Bread that has ruined sausage rolls for me. Because they make one that is so dang good that I'll never... like have a sausage roll in my life and not think of theirs.
Is there a con in Scotland that we should start attending?
I hope so, because I'm gonna, like, I have to go back just to go to this place.
Yeah, holy heck.
It was just like, this place is it. I don't even want to say any more about it in case, like,
okay,
I like jinx it
in case you jinx it and they close.
Yeah,
so you on the hunt for sausage rolls?
I'm scared to be.
Okay.
You don't want to take a risk on a faulty sausage.
I don't know if anybody will ever do it like them. Yeah. However, I will be headed to a Marks and Spencer's so that I can buy bougie tea.
Oh, yes.
And garbage food.
Marks and Spencer's ready meals.
Fancy biscuits.
Little Percy Pigs. Little sweets. Oh, yeah.
I love Marks and Spencer's, bro.
Marks and Spencer's premix mojito.
Yes.
Whoa. I'm gonna have to get those for my room. So that I can
make your own mini bar.
Yeah, contact the hotel.
It's gonna
be
all premixed, like little juice boxes.
I would like you to stock my mini bar with Marks and Spencer's mojitos. They're like, we don't do that. Thank you.
Please, bye.
Just put it on my tab. I'm Matt Mercer. We don't do that, actually. Nope, that is all. I expect to see it by morning.
That'll be all.
I'm sorry, ma'am, miss, miss.
Nope. Thank you. Bye.
Nope.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, I guess I'll.
You just gotta hang up.
Buy the stuff. Yeah.
And then they do it because they're like,
and
whoa,
then they'll do it.
they never managed to say no, so now they have to do it.
Yeah, that's
legally. You didn't let them say no.
That's real.
Oh. They're trapped by politeness, and the English are very polite.
Oh my God, what am I going to eat? Like, I don't even know what I'm going to eat because there's going to be too many choices.
Do you know what I just realized we can do as well, since we're staying in places that aren't our house?
What?
Crank the heating
on the bed.
No, we can turn the heating on. I've not had the heating on all fucking year yet because it's it's getting too expensive.
Okay. Well, I live in Iceland where the heat's geothermal.
Oh, you got the cheap free it comes out of the ground.
I don't turn the heat off. Cheap heat. I just open the window.
Yeah. Yes, my heat actually is still broken. Central heating at this place. The plumber keeps being like, oh, yeah, I'll come in another 2 days. He's maybe coming tomorrow. You never know.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, so no central heating in Casa Dynamite.
Oh, well,
I have a hotel room where things are going to be okay, so.
Fuck yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
And it has a bathtub.
Oh!
So I'm probably going
to
be.
You have to get yourself some bath salts. Make sure you make it extra bougie.
Yeah, it's going to have to be pretty bougie because, like.
A bath bomb? Like a glittery one?
Oh, because there's Lush in London.
Yeah, you can go to Lush, get yourself a bath
there's
bomb.
Probably a Lush in the airport on your way out, you know?
Not in Luton.
Yeah, I'm arriving to the Gatwick.
Luton. Ooh, Gatwick
you
only
got,
has...
You got work?
Gatwick doesn't have anything but police.
It does.
Ask me how I know.
How do you know that, Taylor?
I mean, what food does London actually do well? You do a good Sunday roast. You get good
I'm
curry.
Looking
I feel
forward
like,
to just...
Is that a thing that you would actually get in London, though? I feel like you need to be in the country to find a place that makes Sunday roast and is actually good.
There's plenty of good ones in London. There's plenty of awful ones as well. But
sadly, we're going to be at the event, so we won't be able to dip out for a Sunday roast.
Oh my God, on Sunday, we're going to be like at prime roast hour. We're going to be on stage almost.
Well, there's not going to be anyone watching us. They're all going to be eating their Yorkshire puddings.
Fair enough.
You know what I want?
What we could do?
A pie.
We could go to a curry house.
A pie.
I want a pie as well. Uh-huh. I want a pie.
A little steak and ale pie from the Witherspoons?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's the thing. The Germans, they don't make pies.
Yeah, they don't make pie here either. Well, we have a pie place now, but they're Australian, so it's different.
Oh, it's fusion.
I like it, though. They even do dessert ones and savory ones.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good.
You know, the Australians get some things right, so that's...
pie that's and partying.
Yeah.
And swears.
Yeah. And sexually transmitted diseases.
They got different...
pretty good.
They got different ones there?
No, they just got all of them. Sorry, Australians, I love you.
Brought to you by brought to you by a Kiwi that's angry that your landmass is larger.
Yeah. Larger and more sick.
And it has bugs. Oh,
damn. It's got bugs. It's got,
I think that's what you were trying to
stuff.
Say, actually.
Yeah, it's got bugs.
Does New Zealand not have the same bugs?
Big bad bugs. No, New Zealand's got different bugs. Look up cave wetter.
No, I'm not looking that up. I know what that shit is.
It's massive.
It's night, and I'm not looking at that. So
yeah, it's Halloween, but no one needs to be that scared.
But wait, oh fuck, dick, nah, because I've not heard of the cave prefix.
Yeah, cave wetters, they're bigger than the normal like bush wetters.
Wait, I looked. Okay, here's what just happened. I looked this up, and it actually brought up something called camel cricket.
There you go. Here's the real
and
one.
Camel cricket lives in America.
There's a cave wetter.
Yep.
Whoa, that it's way bigger.
I mean, they almost could be wraiths, could they?
That's stupid. It's eating a whole carrot. Why would you hold it?
It looks like, almost looks like it's like a little mouse or something, right?
I'd give it the carrot and I'd run away. Well, I'd say, it's all yours.
Do you think that the bottom can sting?
No, they're actually really safe. They won't, like they could potentially bite you, but they won't.
Why are they this big? Why?
Their bite won't even hurt you. They just are.
What do you mean it won't hurt? Like you... What
like
they
got little mandibles, but like they don't have like any venom. They're not very
so
strong.
What you
they're
meant,
really little.
What you meant is they'll bite and it won't kill you.
No, it won't kill
but
you.
But it would still hurt.
Well, I mean, getting bitten by anything hurts.
Debatable.
What about someone like with
getting
no teeth?
Be like getting bit by a mouse.
That would hurt me in a different way.
An old person with no teeth just like.
That would hurt me emotionally.
It's psychic damage.
Come to grandma for a little nibble.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That's what you bought with your own money, Dan, okay?
Yeah. Well, heck, I am so looking forward to this. I can't wait to see you both in the real, in the flesh. And I can't wait to see everyone who attends. I hope it's a great con, and I hope that we can bring something fun. And, I hope you enjoy stickers, because we got stickers.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy, I hope you want some stickers, because, oh, my God. I hope you want some little yellow dice that are pearlescent.
Some dice.
I'm looking forward to it, because, like... You know, like tabletop gaming is on like a massive upswing right now. I feel like we're going to have a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of people just really interested and curious. And just, I think we're just going to meet some cool people, have some great chats, and maybe earn ourselves a few listeners, new listeners.
We can come away with it with a few listeners. Oh, job done.
And hey, if you are like one of those people like Leanne living in the United Kingdom or visiting London for Comic-Con who happens to already listen to us, look us up. Come say hi.
Yes, please. Please do. We'll be there. We're going to be manning the table. We will be stationed at our table the entire time. We'll be there.
Well, ish, because...
Unless we're on stage.
I didn't, think about that very hard, so I think that there will always... Oh, man. Anyway, this will be great.
Future us problem.
That's a problem for tomorrow, Tay.
Yeah, you know, like, we might just have to, put up a gone fishing sign.
Oh, well, I am so excited. And again, thank you, Taylor, for fucking organizing all of this. Huge.
Thanks,
Can't
Tay.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the arena applauding again?
Whoa. That was the arena, yeah.
Yeah!
I'm ready.
Yeah!
Sheesh.
Oh, no.
It's all of them.
Eevee-deevee. Dan is going to remember all of that right when we get on stage, and every other word's going to be sheesh.
Sheesh. Be like, who's this boomer?
Eevee-deevee.
Oh, no. Help us.
Please come and see us.
Help us. Somebody please bring a trank dart that we can hit Dan with if he starts that.
It's caught a bottle of wine. Just leave it open. I'll find it.
Sheesh.
Sheesh.
Bye.
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 See you in London, fuckers.
Tune in next time for another Edge of Your Seat adventure in space with the Backwater Bastards.
If you enjoy listening, but also have eyes, check out our Instagram, where we post drawings, illustrations, character art from our adventures. Backwater_bastards. Check out our Instagram on Instagram.
You know what did arrive today, guys?
What's that?
What?
Go on.
The yellow tablecloth.
It's finally here.
Have you been putting it on and wearing it like a cape and running around the house and thinking you're a superhero?
Yeah.
No, I've been wearing it like a toga.
Oh, okay.
Classy. And,
so that weird stain?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's straight out of the shower, so I thought it would be fine.
So we can't use it as a tablecloth anymore.
Yeah.
It's just only one side works.
Oh, so that's okay. That's fine.
I'll sort out the tablecloth.
Hey,
you guys,
flip it over.
Yeah, silver linings.
Flip it over.
Yeah, you don't want to see the silver lining.
Here's a quick question for you. How did you sleep last night? If your battle for a good night's sleep feels relentless, I have the answer. It's a podcast called Sleepwave, with meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep. My relaxation techniques will help you feel calm and ready for sleep, with soft music that will help you fall asleep in minutes. Most listeners never hear the end of an episode, so search Sleepwave on your favorite podcast app and find out why over 1 million people have fallen asleep to my voice.